ha, it's me, Jigsaw. It was me, Mickey, Mixer all along.
Mixer?
It was me, Mixer.
Well, wait. I had an intro, and it wasn't there. Here it is. You guys prepared?
All right. Yeah.
Okay.
Family, welcome to the Sunday Movie Marathon, episode 130, and my name is Dominic Tourette, that guy.
Toretto.
Toretto.
I'm Dominic Tortellini.
And I'm Dominic Cornetto.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Mm.
How has it been? How are we?
We're alive.
Yeah. Me and Darcy got COVID again. That was an ordeal.
Oh, God.
Idiots!
I keep forgetting like what the timeline of this is now.
I can't believe you. This is insane. In this day and age...
I know. I blame Brighton.
Yeah, I blame Brighton too.
Yeah.
It's always Brighton.
Always Brighton. I always say nothing good ever comes from that place.
I blame those fish and chips we got in Brighton. They were shit.
They were disgusting, but I actually blame Royal Blood fans. Up and down the Brighton...
All struck with COVID.
...thing. They probably were, to be fair.
Yeah, they may well have been. Who knows? I don't know any Royal Blood fans, so I guess we'll never know.
Exactly. The only two you know are sitting in this room and they both had COVID at the same time.
There we go.
It'd be pretty weird if you didn't have COVID at the same time, seeing as you live together.
Well.
I've heard it happen, to be fair. Like,
yeah,
my parents, one of them got COVID and the other one didn't, and they slept in the same bed.
Yeah, it happened to my mum and dad. My dad's never had it, but my mum had it.
That's freaky, man.
Yeah, it's really
bizarre.
But yeah, we were just basically inside for like 3 days watching Glee.
The best
having
3 days
of your life.
Yeah. Oh, it was actually quite fun.
Yeah.
To
it
just
made
watch
me miss
Glee.
Having COVID.
Yeah, I was gutted when I had to go back to work.
It was a bit like Delirium Central though, because we were watching like 6 or 7 hours a day of Glee and being like,
yeah,
fucking
hell,
that's a lot. Yeah, every day just felt like Popcorn Sunday, but I'm not complaining. It was actually all right. And, you know, until you can't go outside and then, you become delirious. When you finally go outside, it's like, ugh, I'm outside
so
again.
So mad when like, your power went out. I was like, just, you know, it's probably going to come back like in a couple hours or so.
Yeah, that's
and
what I
like,
kept saying.
No, it's not. It's gone forever. You told me.
No, I was
you
just
said,
getting annoyed because no
this
one was
will
finding
be like
out
this
why.
For days, you said to me.
Well, I didn't say that. I said that to Chris, but Chris likes to wind me up even more when I'm already wound up. What I was just really annoyed about was the fact that because we live in a basement, if the power goes out, we are fucked. We are just beyond fucked. We become like little fucking basement gremlin troll creatures. Have like emerge from the basement because we have no light and we don't even get 4G down there. So even if we did have like some income of power, it's fucking useless. And because I was just deliriously, I was actually a lot worse than Chris. It was just winding me up even more. I was just getting so wound up.
I feel like I learned a lot about you that day. A lot that I didn't want to learn.
Yeah.
Yeah, same, to be honest.
I rewatched the Star Wars prequels while having COVID. That was an experience.
So you did?
Yeah.
Wasn't that while I was at work?
Yeah.
God, that was
a good time, actually. I was surprised at how much I enjoyed them. I was like expecting to hate them because I was never like a big fan of them.
Yeah, Chris actually paused one of them so I could come home from work and watch it. And that's when I knew that I was delirious because it was actually really fun.
Mm.
Yeah, but that movie actually slaps.
It is actually a lot of fun. I remember it being my favourite when I was younger because I was like, this is so funny.
Yeah, it is funny. I'll give you that. Mm. It is that. I started playing Star Wars Battlefront 2 again.
Mm. Great game.
Great classic
game.
One of
my favourites.
That is probably my favourite game in the world. In the world!
In the world!
Because we just had like an Xbox 360 lying around. So I'm like, I could just play that.
I could play that.
So much nice nostalgic vibes going on. I always put the cheat codes on. I know them off by heart. I know the invincibility cheat. If anybody wants to play Star Wars Battlefront 2 on the Xbox original, up, 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 left, down, 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 left, up, 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 left, right. That's the invincibility cheat code.
That's what you were chatting about. And, I heard him chatting about this with Connor yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was like, look at him. He's got it memorized, but I had no idea what he was talking
that's
about.
That's insane.
I had that memorized for years since I was a wee bairn.
You just never forget.
Yeah, I got that game on my Xbox not that long ago. Holds up really well.
Yeah.
It looks pretty good.
Super good. Yeah, it looks awesome.
Yeah.
Great graphics. Great fucking, just any time you can play as Darth Maul and he has like the two lightsabers and you can...
Yeah, he's pretty sick.
Smack him around.
Yeah.
He's great. Chant.
I'm very nostalgic for that summer where we spent like every day just like in your nan's place playing that and listening to like what was it that summer? It was like California by Blink and Weezer's White Album that we
that
were
is
into.
Actually disgusting. That sounds like my idea of hell. if I came into
I had blocked that from my mind. Yeah. But I feel like it was real. Yeah.
It definitely was real. That's exactly what Chris would be doing.
Yeah, that's on the play, I think.
Mm.
We've been watching Doctor Who again for some reason. Because Chris started watching Doctor Who and I was like, maybe I'll start watching Doctor Who.
I'm pretty sure Chris stopped watching it. Or are you just watching it?
No, we're watching it. Just doing it.
You're watching,
yeah, I'm watching
it elsewhere.
Without you because you don't like it.
No, I just remember you watching it all the time and then you just kind of stopped. But I didn't know if maybe you're watching it at work now. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
You're just watching it constantly.
Yeah, because like, every episode is like 45 minutes. So by the time I've like gone into like the office and sat down, everything got like perfect time to watch it.
Wow. That's fair. You watch it at work then?
Yeah.
Nice.
Sometimes in the morning if I get up early enough.
Did you watch Cheers this morning?
Yeah.
I had this like moment of like coming out of sleep and hearing Sam from Cheers and then just going back to sleep because I was like, I'm not doing this.
Yeah, I'm watching that in the mornings when I get up normally.
Because when it gets up at 6 o'clock, I assume you're just up really early to watch Cheers. Would you just get ready early enough to watch Cheers? Because he never does this at any other point.
I like have a shower and stuff and then make my lunch and sit down with my breakfast and a cup of coffee and I'll watch an episode of Cheers.
That's mad. You have time to do all that in the morning?
Exactly. Like he gets up like shit.
Yeah, I get up quite a bit earlier than I need to.
All right. Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, I definitely
do that.
Could have done with sleeping a bit longer today.
I partly do it because like if I've had a really shit sleep, at least I know that I've got like a bit of buffer. That I can sleep a bit longer if I need to.
Oh, fair.
Mm-hmm.
But then I would just go back to sleep. If I woke up at 6 and went, I could just go back to sleep for like 20 minutes.
The problem is now it's like my routine. If I do get up like a bit later, it just like ruins my whole day.
Yeah. Yeah. What happens? I have to fit in the Absorbaloff episode of Doctor Who before I go to work. Otherwise my whole day is fucked. I just watched that one today. That sucks.
What
that episode sucks?
The Absorbaloff
with Peter K.
Oh,
he absorbs people.
It's so awful.
Did we watch that?
No, I've not gotten there yet.
Oh, there was an episode that sounds really similar that we watched, and I was like, "What they?"
Yeah, no spoilers.
Yeah,
but there is a strange out-of-pocket blowjob joke at the end.
Yeah,
for some reason.
What?
You'll find out.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah,
interesting.
Yeah, I think my next episode is the like one where she goes to London.
They go to London in like all of them.
No, but it's like in the past. There's like this TV broadcast that's taking over the world or some shit.
The Wire.
Yeah.
Lovely.
That was weird. That was like fine up until like right at the end. I don't know.
Yeah, it's one like I remember really distinctly for some reason, so I'm quite excited for it.
She just like screams, "Hungry!" I'm hungry. Oh, God.
That is...
Please, stop it.
Yeah. The show makes me cringe like, a little bit. Yeah.
Tennant's run is like quite rocky at the beginning, I gotta say. Eccleston
Chris
has like a
like,
smooth
I'm not enjoying
fucking
this.
One season, one of the best seasons.
Yeah, do you know what? Really good. I actually didn't even mind him. I actually liked him a lot. I don't think there's enough justice.
Mm. He's one of the best
for him
to ever do it.
Yeah. I watched the second part of the Cyberman like two-parter.
Mm.
So good.
Good stuff.
It gets like so dark when there's like that bit where the Cyberman like regains consciousness and remembers who they are.
Yeah, what the
and
fuck?
And she's like, I'm meant to be getting married. My fiance can't see me.
Yeah. And then she's like, oh, sorry, you're dead. You're gone forever. It's horrible. This show is a lot darker than I remember it being, actually. That fucking like the one with like the kid and the gas mask, the empty child, that was fucked up.
When you see like that guy's like face morph into a fucking gas mask, that was horrible. I was like, that's visceral. Like, I see that
horrendous.
In my head. I see it.
It's also like the consequence of like the CG at the time.
Oh yeah, the CGI is so bad.
Disgusting. That's one with like the Absorbaloff where like he sucked people into him and it's like, you didn't have to do that.
Like what are those things called? The they sound like they're from a country.
Be careful how you go about this.
The green ones.
Oh, the Slovene.
Me and my colleague were talking about them the other day. Like Slovenia?
Slovenia.
Slovenes.
Right. Oh, they're from Raxacoricofallopatorius, the planet. Duh. Hello.
Just they had a a name that sounded like familiar, therefore. Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, but the CGI on that was kind of weird, but I actually thought they were kind of cute.
Yeah,
they're strangely cute. Yeah.
Grotesquely cute.
Yeah, they're like fucking freaky deaky looking. They kind of look like guinea pigs if they were like green and.
Yeah. Yeah, one of those.
I'm done. I'm over for this.
They do the Slitheen too much.
Yeah, that is like probably my only problem with that season.
Mm-hmm. Like three episodes dedicated to the Slitheen.
Yeah.
Insane. All they do is open up their heads and become...
They just unzip themselves.
Yeah, that's it. It's not very impressive, is it?
No, it's not very impressive at all.
No.
We're not seeing them anymore. That's it. I think that was it. They're done now. Forever. But yeah.
Ew.
Doctor Who. Woohoo.
I am enjoying it so far.
Yeah. It's got some goodies in there.
Mm.
Some little nuggets of woohoo.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting past like the Billy Piper run, because I think when I tried to rewatch it last time, I didn't get past that.
All right.
Who
Not
was
that
it
Billy
afterwards?
Piper sucks.
Oh, wow.
She's great.
She's awesome. She's so good.
Did what's her name come straight after?
Who?
The ginger one. Or was there someone in between?
Martha.
Oh, Martha, yeah.
Yeah, so you got Martha and then you got Catherine Tate.
Yeah.
What, and then?
Freeman Eggman.
Yeah.
Whatever her name is.
And then what's her face, yeah.
I can't remember.
Karen Gillan.
That one.
Karen Gillan. Yeah, that's the, yeah. Was that? Yeah, I guess it was.
I can't believe it was that far.
God. It's so long ago. So long ago. Because it's like such a constant show. I forget how long ago these things are.
Yeah.
It's been ages, man. It's been ages.
Yeah, what a surprise.
2005, they started that back up.
Mm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Didn't realise it was that. I mean, I remember being young, but I don't remember being 2005 young.
No. But it was one.
I feel
it was
that.
One of the ones. And it's still going to this day. When will they ever stop?
Maybe
when will
never.
They ever stop? Cool. So, I don't know if we wanted to talk about anything else.
There's nothing.
No.
Really?
I guess so.
Could be short and sweet, boys.
Let's get down
to business.
Yeah, I don't know. I would say we could talk about like the Neil Breen movies that we watched, but I don't know how much we have to say about those.
I don't really remember any of it.
I don't remember any of it at all.
We watched the Neil Breen movies and they were like insane. I have no idea what happened. They all felt like the same movie.
Yeah. They were like weirdly surreal as well.
Weirdly surreal. They were complete. It was almost like... Max said if you took out the sound, it would be playing in an art museum. And I was like, yeah, because they're so fucking abstract. None of it makes any sense.
We watched those with Kai and he was like crying in the corner because he couldn't understand what was happening. I was like, I'm concentrating so hard.
I was falling asleep just because I was so monged. Nothing was going in.
Yeah. It made me feel like 10 times more drunk than I actually was. This can't be happening.
Yeah, it definitely had an effect.
I've had two drinks. This can't be. Yeah, that was quite a time. I like that guy, Neil Breen.
Yeah, I want to watch his other movies. I had a good time with him.
We had to cut it off, but we got two movies in where we watched fucking Double Down and the other one.
Fateful Findings.
Need to watch Twisted Pair.
We need to watch Twisted Pair.
I actually wanted to watch that one more than I wanted to watch Fateful Findings, to be honest. But Chris
if everybody else had said, yeah, I'll watch it, I would have totally watched that.
I couldn't do it anymore.
No, I was just too far gone.
It's like being an Enter the Void or something.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Yeah, I kind of just wanted to go to sleep. I couldn't handle being awake anymore.
No. Thank you, Neil. Maybe one day we'll watch Twisted Pair. I'll be one for the books.
Yeah.
And then his other one that came out recently.
I Am Here.
Forget what it was. Yeah.
Now.
I Am Here. Speaking of being here, we were here for all... What was it, like 12 hours of Fast and Furious that we watched?
Felt like it.
It definitely wasn't 12.
No, it was actually like 6, but it felt like 12.
Felt like a millennia.
It really did.
Yeah. The first three, which apparently, like, it's all uphill from here.
Yeah, it's all funny, goofy.
It all gets a bit crazy, a bit strange and wacky.
Mm.
We didn't watch those ones. We watched the shit ones.
Yeah.
So let's talk about some really bad movies. Take it away, Chris.
Sorry, I was not prepared for this.
It's all right. Don't think any of us were.
Like, just talking about it's like drained my life force. I'm like, I don't even want to do this.
The first movie, The Fast and the Furious from 2001, directed by Rob Cohen. The film is about an undercover cop called Brian O'Connor, played by Paul Walker, who basically is trying to infiltrate Dominic Toretto, played by Vin Diesel, his like undercover or underground like street racing rig.
Syndicate.
Yeah, that one.
He's infiltrating.
That's kind of the movie.
Yeah, I mean, there's probably
it's a bit like Point Break in that, like, as a cop going undercover to infiltrate a gang and, like...
Oh, you really go for Point Break.
Starting to really like him.
You really went there.
That you compared it to that movie, but yeah, okay, yeah, so whatever. Yeah, Vin is here. Vin. Yeah. Vinny boy.
He looks so young in this movie. It's actually, like, disgusting. Yeah. He's, like, not anywhere near as juiced up as he is in, like, later in the... Yeah. Later, saga,
after three, he goes, I need more juice. If I'm going to be in these movies, I need to be juiced, man. He's not as juicy as he is in later installments. Never watched these before, but I have watched F9. Bad movie. Really fucking bad.
Yeah, so Connor tells me that there's a part where they go to space, and I was actually like in hysterics because I thought he was making it up.
There's a lot that happens in that movie. Yeah.
I've seen these three.
Fuck me.
I had a shout. Had a mate at uni who was like obsessed with Vin Diesel and was like, he's the sexiest man ever. Let's watch the first three. And I went, why?
Yeah, he's not, is he? But no. Yeah, the movie wants you to think that he is. All, like, everybody in this movie is kind of just there to be like kind of cool, kind of hot, kind of sexy. And so the cars, you know.
The cars are pretty, if you don't, pretty nice, but whatever.
You're not like a car person. Yeah. I don't know what there is to get from this.
That's what I mean.
Even if, like,
nothing
you
really.
Are a car person, I don't know. Maybe
not really.
The cars are cool.
Yeah, they're cool to look at.
You get to look at some cool cars.
And you get to look at some, like I say, it's a muscle man movie for muscle cars and big titty ladies. That's kind of, how this movie comes across to me. It just feels like a bro jack-off session or something. Like, oh, yeah, man, cars, women, beer. There's no beer in this movie.
I found the whole thing.
Yeah, there is. Yes, there is.
Corona.
Yes, you can have any brew you want, as long as it's a Corona.
I liked when you said that, because then throughout the rest of the movies, I swear there is only Corona beer.
Yeah.
I love that. I don't know where it changes, but...
They all talk like that as well.
Very cool, gravelly, isn't it? Yeah.
My name's Vin. My name is Dom. Dominic Toretto, you can have any beer you want as long as it's a Corona. And Paul Walker's like, thanks, Dom. You're my new best friend, Dom. I kind of like you, man. We can be friends, you and I. We're
can
not
I
so
bang
different.
Your sister?
I do feel like the whole film is very, very monotonous.
It is very one note, isn't it?
One note like that. Like, there's no like passion or energy in anyone's performance. It is all just quite flat.
It did come across as like someone who just kind of went, let's get these guys off the street and let's make a movie. They had like almost like no acting experience whatsoever. I mean, they probably did, but
yeah, Vin Diesel was in bloody Saving Private Ryan.
He was. He was actually right in that.
And the Iron Giant.
And the Iron Giant, straight out of him. Yeah. He's like, I could do a car movie.
Yeah, I do wonder where this like whole idea came about. Like, oh, let's make this movie about, it's nothing special really, is it? It's just, yeah, let's get these cool cars out. Like, someone went, how sick would it be if we could like get a tax-free job where we get all these Ferraris and Maseratis and shit and we get them out on the streets?
Yeah,
tax deductible, of course.
It must be special, right? They made 10 movies.
11.
11 movies they made. There must be something here.
Well, someone likes them, but it's definitely not me. But then I went into it, well, obviously, before I'd even watched them the first time, I thought, these are not movies made for me.
No.
Therefore, I already know that I'm not going to like them, I'm not going to vibe with them.
Yeah, I was upset when it got picked.
Yeah,
let's
be honest.
I was crying out loud.
Yeah. I was kind of like, ah,
I knew
shit.
That it had to happen at some point. That's why I got the DVD box set of the first six movies or whatever. But I was always dreading it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I was glad when it came up just because I was like, oh, finally we can get this done.
Oh, it's finished. It's done.
We're not doing the rest of these.
No, there is no way I'm going to watch it anymore. Especially because if there was only like another two, I might be like, okay, maybe we can suffer. But there's like, what, another six or seven of those? I can't be fucking bothered with any of that.
I feel the exact same way about all of these movies. And if you said like, oh yeah, but by the fourth one, then it gets... I already hate it when people tell me that. Oh, you just got to wait, you know, four movies and then it gets good. But like, I saw the ninth movie. That was just as bad as this, only in a different way.
Actually, yeah, if you've already seen the ninth movie, you've already seen the peak of probably what it has to offer post, oh yeah, it gets good after four. you've seen the peak of it now. You know that it doesn't get it doesn't go anywhere after that. I mean, maybe 9 is too far down the franchise, actually. Maybe it's only good from, like, I say good, quote unquote, from like 4 to like 6 or 7, and then it's shit again.
The 7th one's the best one.
Exactly, that's what I mean. Maybe it's only good for a couple and then it gets really shit again. I don't know. Either way, though, I'm not going to stick around after watching it for, what, 4.5, 5 hours? Maybe even longer?
No.
And not liking it, even then? Why would I even wait?
Well, the 7th one was directed by James Wan, so... We know why that's the best one.
That is bizarre, but could make sense.
He only makes bangers.
That is true.
Should we just watch the 7th one and just be done with it?
No, I don't want to do that.
I'm not going to watch them, because, I mean, I feel like when it came up on the wheel, I thought, all right, let's praise to Jeebus. We only have to do the first 3. And luckily, because all of us have busy lives.
Ah, yes.
We didn't have to watch them all.
We're all tethered down by the system. We don't have time for 4 movies.
Yeah. Oh, well, would you only have done 4?
Yeah, we wouldn't have done all 10.
Fucking 10 of them? Jesus.
I don't know.
If we had, like, even if we had no jobs, I would not have done 10 of them.
No, to be fair, yeah.
Even if I had nowhere to be.
Those 3 were, like, there's just something very unique about how... I was fighting the urge to fall asleep throughout that second one so badly that I'm pretty sure I did fall asleep. I'm not sure.
I think you did, yeah.
I think I did. Because there was, like,
you missed nothing.
Yeah, there was, like, a period of time where... I remember one thing, and then the next thing I know, we're right near the end, and I have no idea what happened in between, so I think I did fall asleep, but no one bothered to wake me up, because they were like, oh, shit, anyway, just...
I say I was glued to the TV screen. I was glued to it.
You looked like you wanted to die, but Chris was just over it. Oh, good God. Spilling coffee all over.
It was one of those. It was like a Doctor Who wire type situation where my face got sucked into the TV, and I was forced to watch 6 hours worth of Vin. And others, and co, you know, it's all just the same thing over and over again. But so long.
I do realise now that we're not really talking about the first movie anymore. We're kind of just generalising the
experience. There's nothing to talk about.
No, it's right. I don't even know why we're even introducing them at this point. Because they are, apart from that, the third movie is the only one that is actually different. But even then, it's only different because of cast and location. Everything else is pretty much the same.
There's like a big, like, chase scene at the end
of
but it
which?
Was like really
the first
bad
one?
Yeah. The first one, and you could have just done something good with that. It could have been like an interesting set piece with like this guy hanging off of the truck and this guy in the truck shooting at them with a shotgun, like a heist gone wrong sort of thing.
You could
have done something with that, because they're all shouting at each other. It makes it like less interesting or impactful, like the shouting like overshadows what could have been like a fine enough scene. Because they're like, oh, hang on! And he's like, Dominic! Vince! Dom! Vince, no! It's so... And they all have to be louder than each other. They all have to talk like this as well! And it's so grating. It's horrible to watch. Yes,
especially on top of all the other sounds that are happening around it. It's really like... It's really jarring, actually. Kind of reminds me of, like, what was that thing that Chris was talking about? At the first car... race where there's like a million fucking noises happening.
There's like a 1,000 sound effects apparently.
Great.
It was too much. I just felt like a lot. But that's how the whole movie felt. It kind of felt like a stimulation attack. Like everything was just flying at you and you don't have any time to process it whatsoever.
Yep. You got Noel Guglielmi coming in as Hector. A bit of trivia about this guy. Right. He only plays people called Hector. I looked it up. Okay. He plays a lot of roles just called Hector.
No,
a lot of them are in these movies, but also a lot of them are in other movies that he just plays a guy called Hector. I'm like, what's up?
He must just like
what's
that name.
Noel?
Maybe it's the same person. All these movies are connected.
Oh,
all
what, like Hector's just jumping from one universe to another?
No, it's all the same universe.
Yeah, it's the Hectorverse.
Oh, right, of course. Yeah, the Hector multiverse.
We're all in the Hectorverse.
Yeah.
It's all surrounding him. It all just rotates around him.
I don't think I like it. It doesn't gel with me.
Because all the acting is like really bad as well.
Yeah.
There's nobody to like latch onto. There's no stakes. There's no plot even
for any
of these movies.
Yeah, you don't really like anyone either.
Yeah, I don't like anyone. I don't care if they live or die. I don't care if they succeed or fail. I don't even know what they're doing. How am I supposed to like root for this guy if I don't even understand what's happening? Like they're just like driving cars, and he's like, "Oh, I hope he doesn't find out about me because I really love my new friend." And it's like, that's like the whole movie sort of. And then by the end, he's like, also, I'm a cop. And he's like, no, I loved you, man. He's like, I loved you too. I thought we were friends.
Yeah, I felt this whole like family bromance thing was like truly ruined. Like that part where he starts like kicking off at the other guys in his gang for like not picking him up when the police were like trying to get him in. And he was like, he brought me back.
None of you motherfuckers went and picked me up after I got almost caught by the police. But you know what? This guy did. Paul Walker picked me up. And for that, you can have any brew you want as long as it's a Corona.
Yeah.
So bad, man.
I felt like this whole thing was like, I don't even know. I felt like it was trying to do something clever.
I don't think it was. I don't think it was trying to do anything clever.
No, it's just trying to be a just dumb action movie.
Cars.
I think it knows what it is.
Cars.
Yeah.
Cars.
Just a comparison to Point Break at the beginning was insulting.
I got to say, like,
in terms of quality, completely
threadbare in comparison to Point Break.
Are you just like loosely comparing it? Because obviously the plot is like
undercover
sort
cop.
Of similar. Yeah.
Falls in love with a man.
Yeah.
Pretty
like, because
yeah.
I remember distinctly standing in the South Sea waters and Reed went, Max, keep on swimming if you don't want to know the plot to Point Break. And then he proceeded to tell me for 20 minutes the whole storyline of Point Break. So even I'm more attached to Point Break than I am to this set
of
movies.
It's a goddamn movie.
Yeah, it is.
It shits all over this.
Maybe I'll watch it one day because it actually sounded quite interesting.
It's really good. The action is better. The characters are better. The dynamics are better. The romance is better. There's nothing here, man. There's nothing in this Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, I got to admit, I just didn't really care about what anyone was doing or what was going on.
No.
But I keep going back in my head going, yeah, but Darcy, this movie wasn't for you. Someone must like these movies because they keep making them. And I'm looking over at you two, and you two are like, I hate this.
So, I don't know. I'm not a car person.
No, me
neither.
No, but
does it heavily rely on you liking? Maybe it does, I guess, because it's very, muscle car orientated. But like, if that's all there is to it, then there's definitely not enough car action in these movies to warrant that, I think. Apart from the third one. The third one had like a car in like every single scene, which was fine. That's what you want to go
cars.
With.
I don't know.
I just felt like it wasn't enough.
In other better movies, have a better time with like car chases. Because the car chases in this suck. The races suck. Have a better time with the fucking pod race in Phantom Menace.
Yeah, like
it's not about not being into cars. It's about how you use what you have.
Maybe you're right, actually, because I didn't care about any of these characters, right? And then when I got home, I immediately started talking about Need for Speed with Aaron Paul and Imogen Poots. And I tell you now, that movie is so much fucking better and no one even liked it.
Yeah.
I love that movie because you're invested in Aaron Paul and Imogen Poots, the names of these two characters I do not know, by the way. And even that was a stupid car movie and I liked that way more.
Yeah, I feel like that's what movies are supposed to do. You're not supposed to be like an expert on a given subject enough to like a movie. It's supposed to like make you like that or be interested in it.
Yeah, at least keep you hooked on it for as long as the runtime suggests. But I just wasn't feeling it. I thought I was going to be getting some like chemistry from Vin Diesel talking about family all the time, but he didn't really talk about that in this film. So I don't know if he starts bringing it up later on because he was only actually in this first one, basically. I don't know whether he starts getting to the fourth one. He's like, family.
Yeah.
Paul Walker was my family. Family, family. Do you know what I mean? Like, he didn't really hammer it home that much in the first movie. So I wasn't like laughing at the sheer like, you do a drinking game, like take a shot every time Vin Diesel says family. Like I wasn't really getting that from this.
Actually, like a good movie that like is about a specific thing. I watched The Novice recently. Okay. That was quite good. That's about like just this girl who really wants to do rowing, like really wants to be the best at rowing. And that's like so much more. I'm not interested in rowing whatsoever. But I watched that movie and I was like, damn, I'm going to go do some rowing. That was awesome.
Yeah, that's what Phil should do.
That's how I felt watching I, Tonya.
Yeah.
What, you want to do skating there? I thought you were going to be like, that's how I felt watching The Fast and the Furious. I really wanted a pink.
Wanted the Barbie car.
Yeah.
Barbie car. I don't know what half of these cars even are. Like, when, if it was in the first film or the second film, I don't remember. And that guy's like, oh, what car are you driving? He goes, Cosmo and a Newman, it's a Ferrari. And I was like, brother. Brother.
Yeah. I don't, yeah, I guess, like, we could probably cap off the discussion for the first movie, but, like, it's like a flowing discussion that, like, spans all three of these movies, I feel. It's like, to.
Mostly the second one, I would say.
I don't know if we can, like, focus exactly on. Like, no. What makes this movie good? What makes this movie bad? No, it's all the same sort of thing.
I thought the third one was the only one that had
third
any
one stood
like
out a bit more.
Yeah, distinct features. But even then, again, it's only because faces were different, places were different. That was it. Everything else was basically the same movie.
Yeah.
So when we're having this like flow of conversation, I'm like, how do we even introduce these movies when it's the same movie? It's like Fast and Furious 2.0.
Should we rate The Fast and the Furious then?
Yeah, I guess. If you want to.
Just like jump into like the next segment of the same conversation.
That's basically what's going to happen, isn't it? Yeah. Okay, go on.
Do it out of
Race Wars.
Race Wars, yeah.
Was that in the first one?
You're not going to take part in the race war? Whoa, wait, what?
That was weird.
Did they not even think about that before they were like, God, race war, that would definitely work.
Yeah, I didn't have a good time with this one. It's like, I feel like it's such a product of its time, like this early 2000s sort of action blockbuster movie that I just don't really like that much. It's just not really my kind of thing. And I don't really have any interest in cars, so that doesn't help either. 3 race wars out of 10.
The movie Cars is better than this movie. It made me care more about cars.
Ka-chow.
Ka-chow. 2 race wars out of 10.
See, now I was like overly generous in my take on this because I was like, this film is just bog standard average. But even then, I think I took it too far. But I'm going to stick true to my Letterboxd review. 5 race wars out of 10.
Yeah.
Definitely too generous, especially after like the slow decline of me going, all right, I need to stop being so goddamn nice to these movies and just be real.
That ain't doing anything for you.
Mm.
Why not?
Yeah.
Too Fast, Too Furious. That came out in 2003, 2 years after the first one. It was directed by John Singleton and it made $236.4 million. This one is about Brian. It was Paul Walker. He is back again. Vin Diesel is not here.
No, he's not. He's got a new mate now.
He's got a new mate called Roman, or Romy, as he likes
Romy
to be
Rome.
Called. Romy Rome. They call me Romy Rome. And he is a criminal, gets out. He's like, I'm driving monster trucks, but I got an ankle bracelet or something.
I
can't go far. And he's like, what if I told you, all you got to do is a little job with me, Romy Rome, and I can get that ankle bracelet taken off of you. And also,
clean your whole record.
Your record's wiped. Yeah. You're out there for good, man. And he's like, man, what's the job? He's like, we got to take down a drug lord, this guy called Bill or something. I don't know.
I don't remember his name either, to be honest.
You got to bring it to justice. And that's how it goes. They meet the guy. All hell breaks loose. There's a woman. And Paul Walker's like, I like women. Too Fast, Too Furious. Couldn't have been more slow, actually. It was not fast and it was not furious.
No. It definitely didn't amp up any stakes. Like, it started at the beginning of like, Paul's now this like, Brian even, whatever. He's this successful like, street racer now and he's making all the money and he's got all the respect that he wanted in the first movie. And
I'm
even
the
then,
I'm out of the police game because they ain't put respect on my name. But Vin, he put respect on my name. And that's why I went with Vin for some reason.
Yeah.
Like at the end of that movie, I was like, what the fuck is happening? Because they were like,
he just gave him his keys
with,
to go.
With like,
to,
he starts racing
up
with Vin. And I'm like, what's happening here? And then they like overtake a train. They're like, whoa, that was awesome. And then Vin goes, and he fucking flips over and almost dies. Every time somebody does a barrel roll in these movies, guaranteed they survive, which I don't understand.
That is true, no. Actually, because like from the three that we've seen, everyone survives. Like, what is basically like totaling their car? Like, yeah. They should be dead by all accounts of
maybe like 20 barrel rolls in all three of these movies. Maybe
it was ridiculous the amount of like fucking car flipping. It was unreal. But yeah, I just didn't really feel much about this movie, to be honest. No. It dragged on quite badly as well. Like, I was kind of, I don't know, I was like kind of in and out of it for bits of it. I was like, yeah, actually, this could be kind of interesting, kind of being the word here, because I'm saying it loosely. I was like, oh, this has the potential to like be interesting. And then it would just like go to another thing. But then like you'd get to like an hour and a bit in and only like two things had happened because it was progressing so slowly, but yet trying to speed it up at the same time. It was almost like it was rushed, but like at the slowest speed known to man. Didn't make any sense to me. And the only bit that stuck out to me was when this geezer was like torturing this man with a rat bucket, and yeah, that was it. The rest of it was just like white noise to me.
Like 1984, this guy.
Yeah.
With a rat bucket.
And a...
No, not the rat bucket. Man. No! Just, that was it. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, that exactly. Like, I don't remember anything else really about this movie apart from, yeah, that hilarious part where the guy goes, "Romy Rome, don't you know my name?" And then he goes at like high speed down this like tunnel, and it was so fucking funny.
Yeah, why do you say that? Nobody can hear
know.
Him. It's like, dude, why did you say nobody can hear you when you're in your car doing like 100 miles an hour?
They've made this mistake in all of the movies though, where like they're like filming at like weird angles and then they're like talking to themselves, but they're talking to the guy in the car next to him. But you know, between the noises in that car and the wind velocity, you can't hear shit. It may as well be warbled in the fucking front seat of the car. How are they going to hear you when he's over here and you're fucking 10 meters up the road? Up, it didn't make any sense. Fucking dumb. This movie's dumb.
Yeah, you got Paul Walker trying to impress his friend that he hasn't seen in years. He's like, "Oh man, I love you, Romy." He's like, "I love you, Rome." And he's like, "Only my homies call me Rome." He's like, "Well, guess what? We're homies again." And he's just like doing like different tricks in his car. He's like, "Oh man, I hope Rome likes my car trick. Look at me, you Rome." He like twists his car and he like starts driving backwards in reverse. He's like, "Ha ha, how you like that?"
Yeah.
Like just like this weird sexual undertone with the two of them. He's like, "Oh man." But
oh, what,
he's
Rob
like,
and Paul?
"All right, Rome, I got something for your ass." It's like, dude.
Yeah,
why do you
really
say
weird.
That?
Yeah, they like, if I'm honest, I felt a more realistic bromance between these two than between Vin Diesel and Paul Walker. But even then.
Sort of about equal for me.
I mean, maybe it's because this guy was just a bit more animated. Like, I felt this guy was a bit more into the movie than Vin Diesel was. Like, he was just kind of like acting like a fucking wet noodle the whole time. And I was like, oh man. But this guy was kind of like, "Ah, oh, goddamn, Walker, you're so obsessed with this Fuentes woman. You just want to fuck everyone."
Yeah, again. She did nothing.
She contributed
nothing.
Did
anyone do anything in this movie?
No, no one does anything because these movies do nothing.
What Paul Walker does is cool backwards drive trick.
Yeah.
Trying to get their miles backwards.
Yeah, they do like a big, that's it, boys. Scramble them, and they put all like 100 cars in like one of the, like they're trying to hide. So they orchestrate this massive deterrent for the police, where like they go into a garage and then 100 cars come out of the garage and the police are like, "Oh no, they swindled us good." I'm just there thinking like, God, imagine the emissions.
Yeah.
They did that. It's not CG. All those cars are just driving out of there.
I do
imagine how black the sky was over where they were filming.
Where they're just screaming "Nos, Nos, Nos" over and over again. I did like that they had this strange like compulsion to put nitrous oxide in their car as if they didn't care about getting blown to smithereens.
Yeah. Like, it's very delicate. That's why we put them in all of our cars. Woo! Three tanks at a time.
Yeah. And then they're all switching them off, aren't they?
That's how delicate it was. They made a point of showing us how delicate NOS gas was, even to the point where, like, Paul Walker's car gets blown up and Vin Diesel's like, "NOS!"
Yeah, that was fuck. That was actually pretty sick when that happened.
Okay, but now they all use it. In every movie, they use NOS gas. It's
yeah. Like,
well, clearly it was not as unstable as you're really leading us to believe here.
Yeah, I've got to admit, like, the novelty of that did kind of wear off, like, halfway through the first movie. So when it happened in the second, I just thought... Don't even care about this.
Yeah, don't care about anything.
Yeah, I've got nothing to say because
there's no plot. Characters suck.
The plot is the same. It's basically the same plot.
It looks so bad.
It does look bad. The CGI effects in all of these movies are awful.
The thing is, I'll let 2001 be 2001, but like it didn't. It just isn't. It just isn't very good.
2003. Get fucked. You knew what you were doing. They do. Is this the one where they do like the X-Men introduction through the? Through the cars.
No, that's the third one.
All right.
Well, oh no, the first one is where it is when the writing slowly comes up, but it flips forwards and backwards and up and down for some fucking reason. Like it's
The title.
Yeah, the title.
I thought the Blu-ray was broken.
Yeah, it was bizarre. It was bizarre.
Something's gone wrong.
Yeah, the second one was really boring. It was just kind of like neon.
Yeah.
It was just like squiggled out and then. That's a pretty shit title card, isn't it?
We notice these things, all right? We notice the title cards.
Yeah, when we spend hours watching these movies, it just becomes part of the process.
Yeah. Speaking of part of the process, shall we rate this piece of shit?
Yeah, go for it.
Do it out of Romy Rome's.
Romy Rome.
Yeah, didn't get anything out of this movie, which is really boring. It was the longest of the three and it really fell to...
Oh, God.
I really struggled to pay attention, to be honest.
Yeah, I actually saw
it.
There
was nothing going on.
Chris was just had his head back. Like, yeah, like, you know, when someone is like just ready to just die, fall asleep, go somewhere. This man was just like,
yeah, I'll give it 2 Romy Romes out of 10.
But too fast and too furious.
Yeah.
Gets a 2. Was it in this? No, it was like in the first movie. Where I was like, Jesus, we've got 2 more movies to go.
Yeah.
It felt so long. And then as this one was like in the middle, I was like, oh my God, we've still got another movie to go. I can't believe how bad these are. These are so, so dreadful. This is one of the worst marathons we've ever done.
Yeah.
I do not say that lightly.
No, I can agree with that
one. I think in terms of enjoyment, this is probably my least favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I don't even get like a nice hearty chuckle, like because it was like
we've done some bad ones. This is like maybe on a level with Bourne. Bourne's better.
Yeah,
Bourne was better because at least Bourne gave me something to look forward to, like when it was actually finally over.
Yeah, it's just awful, man. Awful stuff. 2 Romy Romes. Out of 10.
I just can't believe that this was a movie. I did really enjoy looking over at Max when the film finished and he just groaned as he like put in the third disc. Like, here we go. That's what I can't do this.
I like dragged the willpower out of me.
Oh, all 3 of us were feeling it though. We were all like, I can't believe we have to watch another one.
I was putting the third disc in. My hand didn't want me to.
Oh, I didn't want you to either. 3 Romy Romes out of 10. I feel like 3 is pretty generous, but I'm going with 3 anyway.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, third one.
The Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift from 2006, directed by Justin Lin.
Woo!
On the streets of Tokyo, speed needs no translation.
It's true.
So it's about this. So the whole like bunch of characters and locations are different. There's a guy called Sean who is the main antagonist in this now.
He's an antagonist.
He is an antagonist, right. Actually. But
he antagonized us.
But so in order to avoid going to jail, he has to move to Japan, move in with his dad, and stop street racing. And then he meets some guy who's like totally like a street racing king, but he really fancies this guy's girlfriend, and that is basically all you need to know. How did we feel about these apples? I enjoyed watching it at 1.5 speed.
Yeah, we watched it 1.5 times speed. It was still too long.
It really did feel it because this movie's only, what's it? It's an hour 44, I believe, but an hour 44 is still an hour 44 of Tokyo Drift.
Yeah.
I remember this film being like out of the ones that I watched, I remember this one being the best one, but I think that's purely because they go to Japan. And I thought like aesthetically, the movie's like so much nicer to look at because they have like the cool locations and like even the cars are cooler in this movie. But other than that,
it's a bit more stylish than the other two.
It definitely had a bit more of a aesthetic going on. But if you get rid of all of that, this film is just as boring, just as shit, just as mundane. And I didn't care about any of the characters still.
But it invented drifting.
It did.
It did, yeah.
Drifting.
We owe this movie a lot.
Yes. I actually kind of liked when the cars were drifting. It was actually kind of cool. I'm not going to lie. Like if I'm going to praise anything about the cars in this movie, I just like the fact that they can glide the way that they do. Other than that, again, don't care. Not a car person. Not bothered.
Yeah, I like the Incredible Hulk car. That was dope and awesome.
Yeah,
that was actually pretty sick. I'm not going to lie.
There's a shot I particularly liked where they were showing Sean doing some drifting and they filmed it from the inside of the Incredible Hulk car. And you see a lot of like Incredible Hulk bubbleheads, and that was dope and awesome.
Yeah, it was epic.
Bubblehead.
Yeah.
I must have missed.
That was awesome. Yeah, great stuff. I don't know why he likes driving because he sucks at it.
He's really bad.
Like from the beginning, somebody throws a baseball through his car window, and he's like, "That's it, we're having a race war." and then some girl is like, "You know what? The winner gets me." And like. The way they treat women in these movies, oh man,
yeah,
it's fucking weird.
Tell you what, something else. I tell you,
it's so weird.
But yeah, and he's like, "That's it, race war, we're on." And like, he sucks so bad at it. He does like a barrel roll, and he doesn't die. Though I guess like the aim for him was like, I guess he didn't want his car damaged, but like, he clearly did because it's one thing to throw a baseball through your car window,
mm-hmm.
get a new window, but also then he's like, "That's it, race war, I'm going to completely ruin my car now."
Yeah.
And he does that and he's like, "Well, now I have no car, I'm a terrible driver, and now I have to be shipped off to Japan because I can't live here anymore." And his mum's like, "You suck, you drive like shit, you're not my son anymore." And that's why he goes to Japan.
I do love the fact that after that interaction, they never speak again. Like,
no. Like, she hates him.
Yeah, nothing.
For being
nothing
so terrible at driving and not knowing how to drift.
I can't believe
you drift. You can't drift? You're not my son. Get out of here. Go to Japan. And his father's like, "I can't believe you've had to come to Japan to my bachelor pad where I, you know, fuck hoes." And he's like, "I'm sorry, Dad. I won't fuck up anymore. I'm a good guy, I promise." And he's like, "Where's the cars?" And he like starts, he goes into this underground driving ring.
Yeah, it was like literally like,
oh my God,
it was
man.
Like that night, wasn't it? It was like literally like, he's like an addict.
He's like, "That's it, put me in a car, I'm driving." And he completely fucks it. He drives shit the whole time.
It was truly something. There was very little enjoyment to come out of this. Also, I think because we'd had, you know, you already had that notion of, "Oh my God, I really don't want to watch a third one." Mm-hmm. I was just like, so when Max put it on this 1.5 times speed, the little runtime didn't ever go away. And I just kept going, "All right, we're a third of the way there. Yeah. Now we're halfway there. Now we're two thirds of the way there." And I couldn't stop watching it going, "I really hope that thing just totals out soon."
Quite appreciated that.
Well, just watching it go down.
Kept me a bit more grounded to reality.
Yeah. Like when it got
It's just a movie. Just a movie.
When it finally got to like an hour in the runtime, I went, "Yes." And then Chris was like going on like his fucking calculator to work out how many minutes were left at 1.5 times speed. And we were like, "Yay, there's only like 12 minutes left." And that is when you know that a movie's like just unwatchable, right? Like you're actually like begging for it to be over.
It is
like
unwatchable.
You're
it's one of those movies that like forces you not to look at it.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's so hard to pay attention to it. It's horrible to look at. I don't even like care about the aesthetic all that much.
No,
it doesn't. I liked it, but again, it wasn't enough to keep me going. Oh,
it looks different, but you know, that's all right, okay.
I just wanted it to be over so badly that I just feel like that is such a bad quality of a movie, isn't it? That you didn't even want to put it in the DVD player. You just You just wanted to go away and never even think about the Fast and the Furious movies ever again. I know there's going to be people out here that are really not going to like what we have to say about these movies, and I'm okay with that.
Oh, what do you
that.
Mean you didn't like it when he fucking drifted, when he started learning, when he did the Karate Kid montage and he learned how to drift?
I mean, the drift is sick, don't get me wrong, but I could watch that in like a 10-second clip. I could have watched it in like a compilation of Tokyo Drift best
just,
bits.
Just watch,
you know,
like the introduction to John Wick 2.
Yeah, that's it. And then it's done.
You're good.
Like, I just needed something more from this movie to keep me invested, and it just didn't give me anything, to be honest. Hate to say it.
Yeah. You didn't like when his friend got blown up?
I didn't see his friend get blown up, which is pretty unfortunate, yeah.
What's pretty epic?
Yeah, he does a barrel roll on him. It's okay.
Oh, so he does
he's
die
survived.
From his barrel roll. Oh, he survived.
He's in the barrel roll. He's like, oh, thank God I did a barrel roll. Everybody knows that in the Fast and Furious universe, that is the sign for being okay. Not even broken bones, nothing. And then the car blows up. He's like, no!
That is pretty sick.
My best friend who I met yesterday. Fuck.
Yeah, I do wonder what the timeline of this...
couple weeks?
What this movie actually is. Because it feels like it was probably done within the same, like, 48-hour period. Like, everything was just...
I have to get this schoolgirl to like me. I have to. Why is she, like, with, like, the Asian Chad guy?
She said why she's with the Asian Chad guy.
Why then? Tell me.
So, when she was younger, her mum died. So, this
and
guy's...
it was just a domino effect.
So, this guy's grandma took her in and... that was the guy's grandma that took her in, and then she was like, oh, I've always been an outsider, so like I went to this guy because he made me feel good, and then he's like, you're just a fucking street person, you're gonna be like your mum banging hoes,
gaijin.
Yeah, basically
one of those gaijin.
Yeah.
Don't call me that.
And she was like, I am one, and he's like, oh.
But she's like in even school, though he knew, yeah, he's right. Like what, 28?
He definitely is.
He's like 30 or something.
Was he even at that? I'm so sure he was at that school. Maybe he wasn't.
No, I don't think he was.
I don't even
he
know
was
why he was
too busy hustling
even,
on the streets.
Even there,
also,
man.
There has to be like a drugs angle to it, where his dad was like a drug guy, or his uncle or something.
His uncle was part of the Yakuza.
Yeah.
And he was like, you don't know when your friends are stealing from the company? Do you know when they're stealing from us? He's like, nah, I would have noticed that. And then he starts smacking up his mate because he's like, fuck, I defended you and you're stealing shit. And he goes, this ain't school anymore, boy. I'm going to steal all that money I came to steal. And then, yeah, I guess they have another like drift off, and then he barrel rolls and explodes or something. I was gone at this point.
But it is school anymore because they're at school.
Very bizarre. I know, very
he's
bizarre.
He's not. He's just like a pervert, I guess.
Yeah.
I was like, that Sean guy is supposedly like 17 about to turn 18, but he looks like he's about 25, and it throws you off like the whole time you're watching it. I'm like,
kept thinking
I
was watching
it.
Fucking 8 Mile but with cars.
I was gonna say, would that be anywhere near as good?
Which is fitting because Eminem was like apparently in talks to play Paul Walker's role in the first movie.
God.
It would have been such a different movie, but would it have been better? Maybe actually.
Maybe,
I think it might have been. Might have been.
No, I'm going to say no. I'm going to say it would not have been better.
No, actually, I'll let her. Well,
I'm saying it would have been either the same or worse. Just, I don't know why. I just feel like it would have been.
Yeah, to be fair. At least Paul Walker was pretty.
Yeah, Paul Walker's too pretty.
He's very pretty. I don't know why he was even in these films to begin with.
Money and cars.
Money, cars, and ladies with big boobies.
Yeah, and that's if you think they dial it back in this one, no, they do not.
They really don't.
He like shows up to like the underground street racing. Just all the women are there, like half naked. He's like, "Fuck yeah, man!" He's like, "Ha, welcome to Japan. Welcome to Tokyo."
Yeah, this whole franchise is just kind of gross and boring.
Yeah, it is. I love like the whole conceit of the drift off at the end, where he's like, "I smoked you once, I can smoke you again," and then like they have a drift off. But then, like, obviously, the stakes are, like, whoever drifts the most awesomely gets the girl. She's like, oh, Sean, you drifted the most courageously. You have me now.
That's so stupid. The whole thing is so stupid. And like, if you think about it, the idea of like some sort of like underground racing like ring actually sounds pretty sick if you think about it. But somehow they managed to make a plot like that so fucking boring. How is that possible? How have you made something that sounds actually kind of interesting so fucking boring?
Bad execution. Bad writing.
Yeah. Fucking tragic.
They're
absolutely
like,
tragic.
I have an idea. And they're like, well done. Mm. Let's go. Let's film this. And he's like, no. We have to write it first. They're like, no. It's a really good idea, man.
Yeah, they were like, this idea will be good enough without any actual writers on board.
Oh, well.
Did you say it took like 3 people to write one of these movies?
I think so, yeah.
Absolutely insane.
4 or 5, yeah.
Ow. Did they just kind of like pass it to each other? They're like smoking joints and being like, yeah, that's cool.
Hear me out. First and second one, cars, but in Japan.
Fuck.
Huh?
And everyone starts clapping. They're like, yeah, this is insane. This is going to get us a Razzie
Vin Diesel's
award.
Like, if I can go to Tokyo. And they're like, Vin, you're not really in this. Stay away from us. He's like, I'm going to Tokyo.
they put
me in this movie.
Yeah, they just filmed
shows up
him,
right at the end.
They filmed him in the last scene and went, well, I guess he is technically contracted. If he comes down to the studio, we're going to have to work with him, I guess.
Maybe you gave him some money.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, I'll fund your trip to Tokyo.
Yeah.
If I can be in the movie at the end.
I mean, I rate that. Speaking of rating that.
Let's rate that.
Out of Vin.
Coming in.
Coming in, Vin.
Is it just Vin or Vins?
It's whatever you want.
Whatever the plural of Vin.
The world is your oyster.
Vin.
Just play with it. Have a bit of fun.
Okay.
Dear God.
I think this is slightly better than the second one, but not by a lot. It kind of does feel like just kind of the same shit again. Not a fan. 2 Vin out of 10.
Yeah, it's the same. It's the same, but it's in Tokyo. I appreciate what it did for the drifting community. Thanks, boys. Keep drifting. 2 Vins out of 10. Because it's just as bad. It's still just as bad, but it's in Tokyo.
Yeah.
I liked it more. Marginally, because it was in Tokyo. 2 Vin out of 10.
But not so much more.
Oh yeah, not enough to even like bump up the rating, actually. But
no, if I have my records correctly, this is the worst one you've done. This is your worst rated.
Wait.
But it was still better. Alright, cool. Fast and Furious trilogy. The first 3. No more. Thanks for taking that off of the wheel. It's not coming up anymore. I don't want to do
this. This is where Chris gets the wrong wheel up one week and it just spins around to Fast and Furious and we start screaming.
4 to 10. No. Cool. Thanks, Vin. Speaking of which, see you never. We got some movies to recommend because next time we come back, it's going to be October.
Mm-hmm.
If you know this podcast, you know, we like to do a little something special in October. About only horror movies, apart from, you know, the Hotel Transylvania movies, but we can glide past that.
They sort of don't
they
count.
They sort of count a bit, but not really. They were spooky enough. Ooh, I was chilling in my boots. So we're going to do maybe a couple more episodes next month to get them really in the Halloween
the
horror
spirit.
The spooky spirit.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. We're just going to recommend 3 horror movies.
Yes.
Doesn't matter what they are, but we'll see. Take us into the zone, Chris.
Okay. I'm picking a classic horror movie that I don't think any of us have watched. It's like one of those like big name like early horror movie sort of things.
Yeah.
From 1959, directed by William Castle.
Ooh.
House on Haunted Hill.
Oh, okay. Fuck me. Lovely. On Haunted Hill.
Yeah.
Okay. I
partly picked it because it's 75 minutes.
I feel like I've heard of it, and that's about as far as my knowledge of that goes.
Sounds cool. I had a few picks. I don't know. I feel like I've seen most of the big heavy hitters, but I think there was like a newer movie that I wanted to watch, but I didn't know how to watch, but I feel like we can get that somehow through means. The movie Mad God from 2021, quite short. I think it's like the stop motion thing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool, cool.
Yeah, I've seen it. I wasn't a huge fan, but maybe I'll enjoy it more.
We'll see.
I've not actually. I I've got a classic goodie in my books. It could be another Telstar moment, but I loved watching this movie with my mum and sister growing up.
Oh, no.
It is Urban Legend from 1998.
Oh, okay.
And nice. It is amazing.
Classic cool. Jared Leto.
It is. It's got baby Jared Leto in it.
Oh, lovely. Okay, cool.
Looking like a snack.
Right, watch those. House on Haunted Hill, Mad God, and Urban Legend coming at you hard, coming at you fast and furious. In the next episode of the Sunday Movie Marathon, social media. Go and follow those. YouTube, the Sunday Movie Marathon. Instagram at Sunday Movie Pod. Twitter at Sunday Movie Pod. Facebook at Sunday Movie Marathon. And Letterboxd at Sunday MM, capital Woo! S, capital MM. Any last words for the listeners?
Family.
Family.
No.
You want to be part of our family?
I don't want to do this.